93 hours earlier. Maddie. I wake up at dawn and find Abuelita alone in the kitchen, pouring Mazarepa cornmeal into a glass mixing bowl. A canister of salt and a small bowl of melted butter sit on the counter. The scents of black coffee and fresh mango trigger memories of childhood visits. Though Uncle Hernan flies her to Miami for most holidays, I haven't been in my grandmother's house since I was a small child. Buenos dias, Madalena. She pulls me into a hug as soon as I step into the room, the brightly colored tiles cold against my bare feet. You're up early for a Saturday. Arepas con huevo, I guess. Abuelita smiles. Sí. Are they still your brother's favorite? Por supuesto. Anything edible qualifies as Ryan's favorite, but Abuelita's egg-stuffed corn cakes hold a special place in his heart and in his stomach. Qué triste que tu madre never mastered the art. She says it with a smile, but she means every word. My mom is second-generation Cuban-American, and in Abuelita's eyes, Cuban food cannot compare. ¿Van otra vez a la playa con tus amigos? My grandmother asks as she forms small cakes from the cornmeal mixture. They aren't my friends, Abuelita. Genesis and the Dior Divas have appointments at some spa this morning, but they'll probably want a party tonight. I doubt I'll go. Not after the fool I made of myself in the bar last night. Your cheeks are pink, Flaquita. My grandmother's eyes brighten as she smiles. Did you meet a boy? Their tongues certainly met. My brother pads into the kitchen on bare feet and slides onto the bar stool next to mine. Yes, I kissed Sebastian on the dance floor, but Genesis went into a dark hallway with Abuelita's handyman right in front of her asshole boyfriend, and no one seems to think that's worthy of public broadcast. The double standard in my family never seems to work in my favor. You're such a pretty girl. My grandmother smiles at me over a growing collection of arepas. A little too thin, maybe. You deserve some fun. You've been through so much. I'm so sorry for your loss. The man gives my shoulder an awkward pat, and his words play on.